You can call on me. 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 You can call on me.
Oh yeah, this beat hot.
You
can call on me.
This episode 82 of the Big Homies House. We got the homies in the building. How y'all feeling, homies? Y'all good?
Feeling great.
To my right, we got Big Homie Kaleche.
What up? We in this bitch.
Hey, man. Of course, big head ass, strong neck ass.
And is.
JoJo.
Hello, everyone.
Of course, the human mermaid.
Lead out of Mermaid Gang, Queen A, Asian A.
Big homie Asian A.
In the building.
How you feeling? You good?
Big homie.
I'm feeling amazing.
You've been busy this weekend, man.
Hey,
sure.
Man. Man, shout out to the new theme music that we're debuting and the new logo that's probably on one of these corners here. I don't know which corners it's going to be on.
Hey.
But yeah, you know.
The theme music sounds great.
Hey, we appreciate it.
It sounds amazing.
I appreciate all that, man. We appreciate all that. So, Big Homie House, episode 82, I believe.
Yes,
82.
How you doing?
I'm amazing. I'm incredible. This is a smoothie. I'm addicted to Smoothie King. I've had it for the last few weeks.
I'm proud of you. Everybody, you know, I feel like clap it up for Kodak.
All I had to eat today was this smoothie, a granola bar, and an apple.
Because I always come in here with some delicious and delectables.
I ain't even looking what's in the box. I ain't even asked for none, so I'm proud of myself today.
And I ain't getting none.
What is it, wings?
You know what?
Next week, though.
Oh, you're a wingy? I love wings, too.
Every time I come in,
flats are...
Flats.
When I was growing up, when I was childish, I used to like the drums. But now that I'm older and I'm adult and I like the finer things in life.
The wing is the finer thing?
Wings is definitely finer thing.
I mean, flat part.
The flats.
There's a lot of subtle nuances with wings that you got to recognize, you know.
What are the subtle nuances?
It's just levels, you know what I'm saying? Like, if it has to be cooked through to a certain degree, you know what I'm saying? I don't like my wings dry, but at the same time, I don't like them like too wet on the inside.
That can't be too wet.
I ain't gonna lie, the drums are like cheap to buy. We used to always have drums. Like, why are we only getting chicken legs?
Because drums is for the poor people.
You know what I'm saying? That's how we grew up with drums. Like,
but once you get
drums,
flats,
baked drums,
side drums.
You gotta bite down and pull them over.
No, you're not. You're supposed to smash the flat down and then eat.
Damn, you smashing the wings?
That's how you're supposed to eat them. Yeah, no. You can't just... But you're supposed to. They say with the flat, you're supposed to just smash it down.
Smash, like break the bone?
Yeah.
No,
you never seen that before?
Girl, I got a wing right here. Stop playing with me.
Try it. Just try it.
We're about to have a... Damn, them motherfuckers do look juicy, though. Hold on.
Just try it.
Y'all gonna act like y'all never seen a post on Instagram when they said we've been eating flat. Show them how you eat your wings. The whole side of the wing off. What the fuck? You wasting
my
everybody else's time.
I know my cheeks big. I think I can have a lot of food in them, but mouth really not that big, bro. God damn, you just used
you can't
to
handle, you can't handle that meat?
No, I can't.
He can't handle the meat.
And can't.
And can't. You like your wings wet or dry? Which one?
Dry.
Dry.
Mm. I like them.
Do y'all make your own wings?
I like wet. Yeah, I do.
Yes.
Y'all got an air fryer?
I don't like the air fryer.
Game.
I don't like them for wings.
No, yeah. Like,
they don't have the right crisp to them.
No, that's facts. But if you have flour on them, no.
No,
but
hell no.
You put flour on them in the air fryer?
You're a fucking psychopath.
Yeah, you can do that.
In the air fryer?
Science has come a long way. You can do that.
But it's really the best when you reheating the chicken. It'd be like...
Yeah, that's what I use the air fryer mostly for, to reheat. Because I even tried to make fries in here. Mm-mm.
It didn't come out right. Mine either.
It don't have the right crisp.
We probably got the cheap air fryer.
I got it for a Christmas present. Okay. So whoever bought it, thank you.
I put some tater tots in my air fryer and they started sticking to the fucking shit. So yeah, I probably
got the cheap one.
I probably did. Well, it ain't cheap, but it was probably like, it was like $70-something.
Oh yeah, well, I got the cheap one right before show.
Yeah, that's definitely.
And mine's still.
He said, yeah, that's definitely the cheap one.
No, because that's the one I got. So yeah.
I'll say it's about middle class.
Is mid-tier? Okay.
Is it all black?
Yeah.
No, mine's like gray.
Oh, yeah, I got the all black.
You got the stainless steel joint?
Nah, I ain't got
it. I was going to say, we getting money.
If you can't fit a whole roast of chicken in yours, it's over with.
Oh, shit. That's
I can fit, like, the little New York strip steak in there.
You gotta cut it, though, huh?
Yeah.
You gotta make his go around like this. You gotta
fold it up on the side. Yeah.
It's still cooking. The side be crispy, though.
The steak in that air fryer be hidden. I'm gonna have to do that.
Steak, salmon.
I ain't putting salmon in there yet.
Salmon in the air fryer.
You know what I'm saying? You're going to get
that. So you got to do grill stuff in the air fryer, not fried stuff. It's not like.
But fuck it. But the texture.
When I eat mine.
But it still be moist.
Yeah, that's true.
I like that about it. It'll never be dried out. Like
I made some chicken thighs in there before.
Really?
Skin. With the skin on it, chicken thighs. Now that shit was.
The chicken just be soggy. When I make the chicken in there, it just gets soggy. Like around the rim, like in my mouth. Like I'm a texture person. So if I put it in my mouth,
maybe keep it in there a little longer.
Okay.
Keep it in there a little longer.
So burn it.
Burn it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. She said burn it. At
the very end, sometimes you got to turn up the temperature at the very end, make the outside be crispy and the inside stay where it's at. Just a little cheat code for y'all, though.
Damn, niggas.
Oh, he said I'd be at home chefing
niggas.
It up.
You did.
Look
at
him. I'm so fucking hungry.
So what is this, a diet here?
So a few weeks ago, I went on a 2-day liquid diet.
Okay.
And I realized that I don't need as much food as I be eating.
Okay.
But sometimes I figured like, sometimes, what the fuck are you doing? God damn, JoJo.
Show me.
So I realized like, damn, sometimes I probably do be like bored eating or anxiety eating and like, you know, shit. I don't be needing that much food.
That's
so
that's a big nigga revelation, bro.
Yeah,
like damn. What I mean all this?
Eating all this shit. Like, so today, like I said, I had the granola bar and the apple earlier, had some orange juice. And shit, I had this smoothie now, and it's already like it's 3 o'clock and shit. Nigga really had shit to eat all day, but I'm good. Like I'm not dying.
Right.
So
it's a mind thing.
Yeah.
Cause really, what you need in your stomach is a small portion to what your brain think you need.
Yeah. I love to eat.
Sometimes.
Yeah, me too. Sometimes I'm just eating if I'm bored. Like
sometimes niggas just be like, damn, I wonder what that tastes like.
Right.
100%.
That shit.
Literally eating just, but hey, that
I just want to eat.
Looks. Interesting.
That shit look good.
All day,
bring that over here.
Next thing you know, y'all had 6 wings, a goddamn full Philly cheesesteak, and some okra.
I'm the type of girl when we go out to eat, I get like maybe 2 appetizers. I get the entree, maybe, and then eat some of your plate.
You would piss me off.
And I don't eat none of
it. Bitch, I'm on a budget.
I eat maybe like 2 of these, 1 of these, 2 sides, my entree. I don't even eat it all. Then I don't even take it home.
Damn.
Don't take it home.
Yeah, my dude tell me all the time, like, different women are bougie in certain things. Like, you got women that's bougie in their clothes, their cars, their shoes, their bags.
Yours is food.
But I'm bougie in my food. Yeah.
You know what's wild?
I love to eat.
That's the most expensive one.
Food?
That'd be the one that runs up because people, you don't get hard to keep track of it. You do it every day. It's easy to justify. Everybody be like, oh, I'm hungry. I'll just buy what I want to eat. But, like, a bag, how often do you buy a bag?
Exactly.
That's true.
If you eat at a lot of expensive restaurants, $90 a week.
I never said it was expensive. I never said they were expensive.
But like bougie. Like you said, bougie.
Nice food.
No, like bougie and like I like to eat and I eat what I want to eat when I want to eat it.
And then leave it where it's at.
And then that's just it. So if I want McDonald's, I'm going to get like, if I want a burger and nuggets and fries and a McFlurry, I'm going to get all of them.
Nobody should be spending more than $10 at McDonald's. But you know, I feel it.
You said nobody should spend more than $10 at McDonald's?
At McDonald's? You enter in luxury territory when you spend $10 at McDonald's.
$20 at McDonald's.
You're starting to turn this
with
into
your kid or just you?
It was kids.
Okay.
But I still was like, hold on, what?
You can spend more than $10.
You definitely can.
You
but know, once you're there, you
know what fast food spot is definitely the most expensive? Like surprisingly,
Chick-fil-A.
Zaxby's.
Zaxby's
is kind of like in the
Chick-fil-A
middle.
Chick-fil-A not too
expensive. You order some shit from Zaxby's and they give you the total. Yeah, I'm gonna get the wings and things with the fried mushroom and a cookie.
Get a drink. Don't get a drink.
Yeah, because the drink not included. Your total is $30.
Shake Shack is expensive too.
It's not really Zaxby's is on the upper scale. It's on the upper scale.
It's not even that good.
Chick-fil-A.
What?
Whoa.
I love
Zaxby's.
Zaxby's
isn't that good. It's acceptable.
I said what I said.
Yeah, I back you up on that.
Chick-fil-A.
I don't like Chick-fil-A either.
Chick-fil-A would take all my money if they started serving like chicken in a box, like Popeyes.
Man,
I think Chick-fil-A chicken too gooey. Like I need a crunch on my chest.
Nigga, if Chick-fil-A served a 12-piece.
That is ridiculous. Motherfucker. That is such a good idea. I'm so excited.
Like, imagine if Chick-fil-A, like, Dave, look, whoever owns Chick-fil-A, I want to say the nigga named Dave. Look, hey, man.
I think you're getting it mixed up with the Wendy's nigga. That's Dave Thomas.
Oh, yeah, it's Dave Thomas. I forgot.
Who owns Chick-fil-A?
I forgot.
Dan Cathy.
Yeah, Dan. I was close. Dan. Nah, hey, man, give me an 8-piece, 12-piece, and 20-piece family box meal, man. You got me.
You think that would be good?
Yes. No. Their chicken is like, good.
Their chicken, quality of chicken is good, but they bread in is trash. I don't care what you say. Popeye's chicken sandwich all day. Popeye's
are the best. You don't like nice things, do you? You don't love yourself.
I hopped on the Popeye's hype wave for like a cool month or two, and then I came back home to the chicken sandwich, to the Chick-fil-A.
What y'all niggas sleeping on is, first, I'm telling you two things y'all niggas sleeping on. Mrs. Winner's chicken.
No. I will continue to sleep.
Mrs. Winner's. And crispy, crunchy chicken that be at the gas station.
Okay, y'all niggas.
I don't sleep on them. They chicken is crunchy.
That if they ain't got chicken set out. Be so good.
If it's late at night, you're trying to get it, it's a no-go. Because it'd be too, it'd be like dry.
Crispy.
And they don't let it crunchy. Sit.
I like my chicken dry.
Chicken.
Yeah.
Oh, Mr. Winner's though?
Yeah.
Mrs. Winner's. Yes, Mrs.
That's why
Winner's.
I like white meat.
Yes, they steak biscuits is popping. They chicken box is fucking elite. And Drake and Future shot their video there.
If you really want to know, if you're hungry, just say that.
Life is good.
If you're hungry, just say that.
He drinking that smoothie, y'all.
Hey, man.
You like dark meat?
He on that smoothie.
A little dark meat or white meat?
I love dark meat. I like my chicken like I like my
that's
my
why
women.
You like that's why you like Mrs. Winner's.
Mm-hmm. Man,
let me get to Popeyes, an American deli.
What went on this week? Oh yeah, R. Kelly going to jail.
Mm-hmm.
Guess who's going to jail tonight?
Okay. guess who's supposed to been went to jail?
Man.
Yeah.
Why they prolonged that for so long?
Because we didn't take it seriously for the first
niggas
20 years.
Niggas did not take it seriously.
Niggas didn't take it seriously.
But now that nigga is going to jail.
Yeah.
It was crazy, but guess who his number one supporter still is? Black women.
Right.
Who was outside the jail protesting for him?
A black woman.
Loud as hell. We don't give up on you. Like, damn.
I mean, let's just be honest. Like,
is Ignition that good?
No, they just always feel like they're going to end up, you know, fucking him one day. So.
Yeah.
Oh, so everybody, auntie, feel like R. Kelly going to get
him. They feel like at one point in time, they had sex with him. They feel like they have. They done fascinated about him and had plenty dreams about him. At this point, they in a relationship.
Mm. Well, it's over. It's a wrap. Shit's dead. But he said he going out swinging. He said he got names. He bringing people down with him.
Names of what?
He said he said he not the only one.
He not the only one who was doing that.
Mm-hmm. Some industry motherfuckers.
Oh, no, he didn't.
Wow.
Allegedly.
When did he say that?
Damn, that's crazy.
Shut up. No, we're not talking about him. He's a friend.
Oh, shit.
That's why I whispered it like this. Like, let me not say that out loud.
Oh, shit.
I heard you.
Oh, you heard me?
No. Or did you hear anyway. But yeah, he said he bringing people down with him.
Damn. That's crazy. Motherfuckers is...
So, if it was like... Right if it come out that, like, one of your... favorite all time celebrities was fucking with R. Kelly on that shit. Are y'all canceling them too?
Not believing him.
Oh
damn!
R. Kelly's not credible.
What if he got evidence though?
But at the same time, how is he not credible?
But why now you want to say something? It might be because you going to jail.
He might be credible.
Yeah, that's how it is.
He literally has nothing to lose.
Did you see
or game?
Did y'all see Squid Game?
No, shut up.
I
haven't
seen
the first episode.
All right, well, never mind then.
But
he ain't got nothing to gain.
I'm just saying some people are gonna take you down with him. If they know they're going, they about to take you too.
Well, yeah.
So did he already bring up some names?
Nah, not yet. But we gonna see.
I'll be
curious. Because he's probably getting death threats and all types of stuff. He in jail. Ain't
he can't read them death threats. That nigga can't read.
What did they? Someone is going to Kyle.
You is. D.
You is D?
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, man, what you got anything you want to talk about? Which one start us off with, JoJo?
Okay, so I have this to say. It's really just a comment, or you can chime in on it as well. I just feel like lately I've been noticing that a lot of men have been in their feelings when it comes to women. Like, I feel like men are the new women these days.
What?
Like, they get in their feelings about stuff. They feel like that they can't, like, express how they feel. Like, I'm just trying to figure it out. Like, what's wrong with y'all?
So you say men are in their feelings.
Men are, like, very emotional. This is what I'm saying. Men are very emotional, but they act like that they're not emotional. So basically, I'm just saying, if y'all emotional, just say that. If you in your feelings and you really like somebody, just say that. You ain't got to be.
If a man tell you he's emotional, he's going to be a bitch in your ass.
No.
Give me an example.
Exactly. So if a nigga getting his feelings over you, like, man, you have a little bitch.
It depends.
I wouldn't feel that way. If you have clear communication, I mean, for one, your shot shouldn't say, I'm in my feelings. Like, it should
that's
be.
That's what I feel like. What?
Yeah, it should
matter of fact,
like,
I went through this shit yesterday.
Baby, I feel this way because of this. Like, you know, I think you should be moving like this. Like, I don't understand. Try to reason and, like, let someone understand why you feel that way so we can help. But if you just act in a way, then we're going to think you a bitch because you can't really use your words.
Exactly. You know, like, man, you, and then this and this, and then you go ghost or whatever it is.
Yeah, then you be a bitch.
Now it's like. Relax. Like, what's wrong with you? Like, just
say
talk.
What it is.
Just talk.
Just say what it is.
Like, is it because men have to be so tough in life throughout their whole entire life? They just feel like they have to continue to be like that, even in a relationship. Like, you can't express something that's bothering you because you feel like you're not supposed to as a man. Like, is that what it is?
I think that's because.
Good. Now you tell me if I was acting like a bitch.
Answer my question, and I'm gonna tell you if you was acting like a bitch.
You tell me. What was the question again?
I said, is it...
That's a screenshot. Don't scroll up.
Oh, yeah. I almost did.
It's a text message thread.
He screenshotted it. My question was, are men in their feelings and they don't say anything about it because of how they were brought up? Like, they were always taught to be a man and to be strong. And, you know, so that being implemented in them as a young age, they just grew up like, okay, I can't express myself. I can't be weak. I can't show vulnerability because I was taught that if I do, I'm less of a man.
Yeah, that do play a part in a little part, but like niggas do got to learn to grow out of that shit. Cause I feel like it's a lot of shit that we was taught when we was coming up that, like, you know, you got to unlearn those tendencies. Mm-hmm. You feel me? So
I also think there's a little bit of time between the shit that happens and you knowing why you feel how you feel. That makes sense? Mm-hmm. So, like, something could happen, and then rather than address it right then, you might need to just, like, cool off. You might need to just be like, I'm cool on this situation until I have my thoughts together. That makes sense?
Yeah, no,
like, somebody might not necessarily...
No, because, like, if we respond in the moment, hell yeah, I'm gonna be upset. Like, I feel like not even just with relationships. Like, I know with me, even on Twitter, because if niggas say some shit to me on Twitter... In that moment, I'm be like,
let me put that in the drafts, and I'm gonna say what else.
But also at the same time, I be because like I'm in a different space in my life now to where I just can't say whatever anymore.
Yeah. You were emotional.
I was acting like a bitch.
Yes,
dudes are scared to be. emotional. That's like, what it is. Like, why? I just want to know why are you scared? Especially if like I see you got a little text message you're going around. I'm sure it's a lady. Or somebody like so. It's like if y'all have some type of connection, what's the problem?
Right,
because
he's emotional as hell.
You can be emotional and not be a bitch.
Yes, you can.
You just gotta learn. Dudes don't know. I think that dudes don't really know how to properly communicate.
Yes,
I think that's what it boils down to. And y'all scared to communicate how you really feel because you don't want to be in tune with your feelings.
Man, you say you gonna
be in tune like with having your feelings. Like, man, I don't have no feelings. I don't really feel this
right. You wanna act like
man,
you
don't
even
like this
bitch,
bruh. Shit.
But you do.
Then go home and cry about it. Like,
exactly. You're not going to cry. Niggas just going to forget you.
No.
Y'all niggas never forget.
That's that tough shit.
I blocked her, bro.
That's too emotional.
You already said he said I blocked her, bro.
I blocked her, bro.
Yeah, that's too emotional. The thing, and then another
shut
thing
the fuck
is,
up.
Niggas think that, like, a lot of the times, also, men think that women are... trying to play them all
yes,
the
sister.
Time.
Because y'all do. Y'all be trying shit.
Thank you, sister.
Not every time. I mean, sometimes. But not all the time.
But here's the thing.
You can't approach every woman like that, though. If she says, like, hold on. Because if she said what she said on that message, then let her say what she said. Like, you don't have to be like,
let me read in between the lines.
But today is this day, and, like, bitch, what? That don't even make sense to me. It don't have to make sense to you.
Niggas are always trying to read between the lines.
It don't make sense to me. And since you don't make sense to me, block.
It's some good women, and that's what it is, JoJo. They be scared. They thinking they don't want to express themselves because they thinking, damn, if I unleash this person, let them know I'm really like this with you, and then you try to play me whole time, girl, I ain't even trying to play you.
Mm-hmm. And now you fuck yourself weird up. And acting funny.
I ain't gonna act funny. I'm just gonna act like a ghost. I'm out your life.
Like, what do you want? A woman, I want to see this. How do you want a woman to?
Let me see if you're being emotional. You, right? And I'm thinking from a biased position.
She's supposed to, a woman's supposed to, if y'all talking, y'all supposed to talk every day?
Yeah.
If y'all just if not this, starting to talk.
No, this is somebody who I was talking. She did some stupid shit.
Oh, my God. You said this?
Yay.
Yes.
And then I blocked her.
We were talking, like, last year, and she did some stupid shit. And... Mm-hmm. She knows she did some stupid shit, so we stopped talking. I had just found her on Facebook, and I was, on Facebook, they be saying people you may know. So I was adding people. So I think I hit her shit, and she sent me a message.
Okay.
So we had started talking back. This was probably like a month ago. So it was cool. So then that shit happened. I'm like, bitch, who do you think you're talking to? That's what I said in my head. But so it came out. Fuck you.
That was rude. Now, she did not deserve no fuck you. Now,
that's
she
how I
deserves.
Feel.
Open it again. Let me read it
and,
now.
And look, this is what I'm going to tell you as a woman. This is some game. If you go missing without saying nothing, she going to feel it more. If you say fuck you, she going to be like, this nigga a bitch. But if you would have just ghosted her.
That's what I did last one. I should have did it again.
Yeah, you should never hit the
phone. But I felt like she said, whatever she said, I felt tried. Because I think it was the good night with the exclamation point that sent me over the edge.
It was the have a great night that sent me over the edge.
Because you said funny.
That's why it sent me over the fucking edge.
You were being funny to her
but
first.
But you said hey.
No, you said but K. Like, you said, you lying, bitch, but okay. That's basically how I
when she right. said have a great night with the exclamation point, that shit sent me over the edge. My head got hot.
You basically called her a liar. You said, I hear what you're saying, bitch, but you're lying. So, okay. And then she said, good night. That was a response.
She said, have a great night, with exclamation point. It's to have a good... She said, if it was just good night, I'd have... Okay, good night.
It was funny to her first. When she explained...
So, basically, she's saying to you, like, okay, this is what happened. He texted her. She was like, hey. And he was like, damn, like, you ain't hit me back. And then she said, well, I said I was going to talk to you later. Then I went to sleep. You know, my bad. He was like, yeah, but you said that on Thursday. It's Sunday. So that's 3 days. So that was 3 days ago.
Right. From that point right there, you should have known that's a lying bitch.
You should have known.
You should have just cut it off.
You should have let that be right there and there. Then here go the feelings. But okay, right. LOL, feelings. I hear you loud and clear, feelings.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then she said, I'm aware of that. I didn't think we had to communicate every day if we weren't talking. And said, bet, feelings. Instead of saying bet, you should have seen what she was on and just been like, okay, and left it at that.
But that's the thing about responding
in the moment. Because, like, we having this back and forth while the phone is in your hand.
Hold on, what's your sign?
Yeah, you right.
I'm a Leo. But when you having those responses while the phone, like, if I had put my phone down, and just give it 5-10 minutes and then picked it up, I probably wouldn't have responded.
But why
the phone is in my hand, I'm in my feelings right now, fuck you.
He's still harboring emotions from this shit. Yeah, that's what it is.
He mad because damn, why I gotta hit you up? First of all, why did you even mention to her that she didn't hit you up? Because obviously she said she was aware because she is aware. So why did you have to even bring to her attention that she said she's gonna call you back and she didn't?
Because I need you to know why I'm upset.
She knows.
No, that's too much.
She already knows.
Okay, so here's the thing. It's, you can't ask for, like, emotional transparency, and then when you get emotional transparency, be like, that's too much. You feel me?
Okay.
Because it's like, he was like, hey, man, I feel a way, and I'm trying to let you know I feel a way.
Oh, yeah.
She shut down after that. So here's the thing. At that point, you should have known, hey, she don't give a fuck about how I feel.
Which is why, a lot of times, which is why then, we fucked up but the then first time.
Left. You went left because you did. Had to win. You was trying to win. You hit her with the fuck you because you was trying to win.
I didn't say being emotionally transparent winning. With every woman. Every woman does not deserve that.
Yeah.
But you have to know and you have to be able to distinguish. She definitely, even if she is, that ain't for you. Because
she don't give a fuck.
Yeah, she don't give a fuck. Because she would at least, even if she know that she hit you, she would be like, damn, my bad. Ain't nobody going 2 days in between not forgetting. Like,
but see, she probably was feeling some type of way about your message too, though.
No, because but she's...
I'm saying, though, like, just think, hear me out. If a dude texts your phone or texts my phone, I don't know how you would react, but if a dude texts my phone like, damn, you said you was going to hit me back like 3 days ago.
Right.
Like, the fuck you on?
Right.
I'd be like, nigga, who are you talking to?
If
like,
y'all don't talk, if y'all not dating, I'm going to definitely feel
like,
that way.
Yeah, I'm going to be like, bro, I ain't got to hit you up every day. Like, you're not my nigga. I will dead ass tell a nigga.
Would you do your nigga like that? Would y'all go that long without talking?
But see, that's a difference.
Yeah.
Was that your girlfriend?
This is somebody who I was talking to in the past. We just started talking back again.
Yeah, no, that don't count.
Someone you were interested in.
Yeah.
I think that's the more accurate way to frame it.
So don't frame yourself as being interested in me, and then when I act interested in you back, you're like, this nigga.
She's just not the one. But the scenario is not the right scenario. That's what it is. Because you're right. Because if you're talking to somebody.
Mad all over again.
If you're dating to somebody, I think I'm going to talk to you every day.
I'm
going to just think that. So if I don't talk to you, I'm going to think you're not the same interested that I am. And then I'm going to just move accordingly.
Yeah, she said she was going to call you back. She didn't.
She knows she ain't calling you back.
Let me go to the next topic. We got some fan questions. Somebody slid in the DMs. And, yeah. Fuck her. Anyway.
So aggressive. What the fuck, you?
So, this guy's question is, he said, why do average women believe dating an average man is settling?
That's crazy.
Kevin, what do you mean average woman, average man? Are we speaking financially?
Ooh. I mean, financially, socially, professionally. Like, I feel like it's a lot of, like, say, like, if a chick work a desk job, say she like the front desk attendant at an office somewhere, you know, and she date. But I feel like there's a lot of women who will date their coworkers and feel like they settling. Like, bitch, y'all work the same job. And part two, he said, is it settling if you're dating a person in your league, like in your, I guess, your social range?
It's only settling if your mindset is different. Like, it's only settling if you personally feel like it's gone, Kodak. If you feel like you deserve a man on a different tier. Like, for instance.
What?
I said for instance. For instance, there could be a girl and she might have potential to be somewhere other than where she is now. This might just be like a starting point for her. She might just be, this might just be her grind, her hustle job at this point.
Right.
And so she's dating this guy that's in the same, you know, field, but she may feel like that's all he can do. Like, that's where he's at.
That's his pinnacle.
Like,
of life.
That's where he's going to be at. But for her, she might feel like, you know, this is not where I'm going to end up being. Mm-hmm. So she might feel like, oh, well, I'm settling, you know, being in this relationship with this guy because, she might feel like she can do better eventually. Because I know when I was working at Cheddar's serving people, when I was talking to one of the servers, I knew I wasn't going to be with him for the rest of my life. I didn't also look at it as I was settling for him.
Or you don't look at it as you're above them, but you just know y'all ain't never going to meet.
Yeah, like, dude, this is what you do.
And as a woman, we want to be feeling like, okay, you're stimulating us. You want better. Like, we don't want to feel like you stagnant and I'm still going up the ladder. Mm-hmm. Like, that's kind of like that's not a good space.
At all.
Yeah, it don't inspire you, too. You want to be inspired by somebody you sleeping with. So, shit, we do too.
Yeah, and it's
over with. I feel the same way. I agree with JoJo.
Over with. But then on the flip side, it could go another way. Some women do feel like that they can be in the same job, but she just got a fat ass. and look good. And she like, nigga,
big booty women are tainted.
You know what, nigga? I could go get another nigga. Like, I'm talking to you, I love you and all, but I know good and well, if I fly my ass to Atlanta, if I fly my ass to Houston, I'm not coming back.
That's the
yeah,
big,
it's different tier one, but that's wrong.
But also, I feel like that is probably one of the biggest issues with dating in 2021 and beyond, because all, like, everybody think they can do better.
Yeah.
Like, you, nobody's like would really be happy in a situation to when they, if they think they can do better. Like, if you're in love, how are you thinking about what's outside this relationship?
I mean, it depends. Like, if you, there is a reason why she feels, a woman feels that she can do better. What is the reason? Is it
because I asked that?
No. It could be the dude. Like, she could be dating a dude and be like, damn, like, I deserve better. You know, she might have a higher standard for herself. Like, I don't wanna date a man that's gonna bring in the same amount of money as me. That's not right. The standard that I want. I want a man that's gonna have a career and do this and do that, and then he can direct me into where I need to go because I need help. But you can't help me. Like, that might be her mindset. Like, you don't know. Something may be wrong with the nigga. He probably, I don't know, cheats, or he doesn't have enough money, or he talks down on her, or he has no ambition. It's a lot of other things that come into play to make a woman feel like she deserves better, like, within that man. Now, if it's just her, she just like, he doing everything right, everything's perfect, he just has this mediocre average job, and she's like, I deserve better. That's different. Like, bitch, fix yourself.
Is she wrong?
Something wrong with you.
Those the women that Kodak talk about. That's the scenario he talking about.
But that's most women now. Yeah, that's so I get it. That's why I had to play both scenarios. Like, some women just feel like they're wasting their time with you when they could be exploring the finer things in life with another nigga. Mm-hmm. All that shit matters to her. She wants the bag. She wants the trips. She wants the wigs, that's the makeup, the nails. She wants that. Yeah, so at the end of the day, fuck this nigga over here who's actually trying to make it and actually love me. I don't give a fuck. I want to do this other shit. But there's women like that. Some women won't love, some women don't. And you just got to weed them out.
Y'all ever seen that Tyler Perry movie?
Which one?
Acrimony? Please don't say that.
I know, that came on last night. You know what I'm talking about?
Was it Sanaa Lathan in it?
No.
Because that was one.
It was a singer in it, but basically,
it was a singer.
The dude was a pharmacist.
I could bet all my
No, the dude was a pharmacist. She had met this dude who had a lot of money.
What's it called?
With Lance Gross.
Yes, and she got hooked on him. He had a lot of money, and the dude was a pharmacist who she was married to. She was married to for a long time. Then she met another dude. I think he was...
Meet the Browns?
He was
but he had a lot of money.
Yeah.
He started, like, showing her different stuff.
And then what happened?
She got addicted to drugs. He started beating her ass.
Yeah. Oh, that's Temptation.
Temptation. Confessions of a Marriage Counselor.
Yeah, Temptation.
Damn. That's literally what you're talking about.
Yes.
Yeah.
Damn.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So the woman left the situation and left her
do She was that. Cheating on the husband first.
Mm-hmm.
She was cheating on the husband first.
Was in
she
love.
Yeah, they were in love. They were together for a long time. Like,
high school. Yeah.
She met a dude. He was a pharmacist. He was a pharmacist, right?
He had a great job.
Her husband
was
a pharmacist.
Okay,
her husband was a pharmacist. Super millionaire or something?
Yeah, he did some type of club promo.
Oh.
He was driving her in 2-door nice-ass cars. But he
private
ended
jets.
Up, yep, private jets.
Club
he,
promo?
I guess, was giving
he was
her
doing
some
good
stuff.
He was doing something.
And then,
he was on AG level.
And then next thing you know, she got addicted to drugs, and she got put on, and she got HIV.
Yeah.
And the crazy part about it was, the husband was a pharmacist, and his ex-victim was coming to the pharmacist to get the HIV medicine.
And it ended up being his ex-wife, the dude's ex-wife.
Yeah. Damn!
That do sound like
it's
a good
movie.
That sound like
that's
Tyler Perry
movie.
Sound like a Tyler
that's
Perry
movie. That's a good
movie,
though.
Damn, that's crazy.
But yeah, that's basically
reality now.
But so I can see how it could be hard for not only women, but men to be dating, too, because you have to weed out the women who are actually, you know, want you for who you are or want you for what you got, or they gonna use you. But you got to weed them bitches out.
Yeah, I sympathize with women more
Because I feel like it's easier for men to figure out if a woman gives a fuck about you than it is for men.
Hold on, you said it's easier for men to figure
I think it's easier for men to know if a woman cares about them than it is for
a woman to know
the other
man,
way around. It's easy.
Because a man would try to play you all the way until
he would mask
the whole
thing. I'm not saying that women aren't good at playing like they care, but like
Hold on. Are niggas just good actors, or do people miss the red flags?
I think
because the red flags be there.
No.
I think that niggas
when you in love,
no, not good actors.
Nah, do you know
it's
what it is?
It's not red flags. It's just you just gotta be real. Nobody should have to read in between the lines and figure out.
But I'm saying sometimes the signs be there.
I'm saying, but why you gotta lie though?
Right,
be 100. Like, and then if I'm over here looking at every nigga like they lying, now I'm toxic. Now I'm traumatized. Now you don't want to deal with my trauma and all the shit you done went through. And all this extra shit because the Tom, Dick, and Harry want to lie to me every fucking day.
Right? I feel like, what are you about to say?
Women don't really got to think about what niggas is thinking about in order to, like, get niggas. You understand what I'm saying? Like, niggas, women can, on average, to get a man to come to you, all you got to do is be pretty and sit somewhere. So, like, you don't have to think, what is this guy thinking?
Yes,
you pretty much just hang out.
Yes, you do.
I'm talking about on average. No, on average. No. If you look cute enough and you just sit around, somebody won't holler at you?
I mean,
really?
That's not the man that we typically go for.
I'm not saying, and I'm not necessarily saying those are the guys you go for, but, like, a nigga has to go.
And a nigga
a woman,
will go.
In most cases, is pursued. Is that
but
not
a man,
that's
but
true.
A man
so what
goes,
I'm saying...
When a man shoots his shot 9 times out of 10...
It's denied. It's
not denied.
That's not what
we're
saying. It's not denied. If a man shoots his shot, most of the times it's not denied. So one of the women gonna go for it.
Really?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, most times...
Because he's not just shooting a shot at you. He's shooting a shot at 30 bitches in the club.
And that's what I'm saying. Exactly. And here's the thing. A nigga has to shoot 30 shots at 30 bitches in the club. Have you ever tried to talk to 30 niggas in one night?
I'm not going to.
No.
Of course not. You don't have to. Women don't have to. That's what I'm saying.
Right, but even that being said, even if a man does approach me, I still don't know his true intentions on why.
Because he's shooting at 29 other girls.
No, not even that. Not even that. He could have shot his shot at 20 other girls before he seen me and been like, fuck them 20 girls and said something to me. But I don't care. I don't know what he did. But I'm going to automatically assume any man, I don't care who you are, any man that you are, if you try to approach me, I'm going to automatically think you trying to smash.
Yes. You should.
Because we are.
You should think that.
Exactly.
We are. Yeah, regardless.
So y'all
want
us to weed that out like that. Just like y'all have to figure out the women, y'all got to weed out like, oh, is she for me? Is she using me for my money or whatever? Then we got to do the same thing. We got to realize.
We're agreeing right
if
now.
If there's a man trying to holler at me, I need to know. I'm trying to weed out, like, oh, is this man really genuinely trying to get to know me for me, or is he just
wants
trying
a pussy. He wants a pussy.
Right, that's why niggas don't say nothing to me.
Yes.
I mean, but we gotta be, you gotta be realistic, though. Niggas not seeing you in the mall, like, I wonder what type of book she read.
But Kodak, with women, though, if we're interested in a man, we're not thinking, oh, let me see how big his dick is. Like,
how much money he got.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Exactly.
So they go hand in hand.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah, I can't say
the
that.
The truth comes out.
There it is. 100%.
No, yeah.
And that's the reason I say it's easier.
And y'all not entertaining no ugly nigga either. So the level of attractiveness is there.
I mean,
if you ugly and got money,
You don't know how much money you got as soon as he approach you, unless he show you, like, hey, my bank account. Look at that.
Well, some niggas do that.
Well, for one.
Does that work?
No, I hate when a nigga do that. I say that every episode. Do not approach me like that. I will clown your ass.
I'm not really the money one, but it's kind of like when you valued and you're reaching a certain pinnacle and you know where you're going and you're, you know, going there. You can't date. Like, a certain type,
type
of dude can't approach you. You know
I get what you're saying. It's really not even all about, like, the money being as far as the resources, right? Like, you know, money affords you to
be
able,
resource.
Money affords you to be able to do different things in life.
Right.
But people with money typically they tend to act different.
Right.
Like, not better, but I'm saying, like, I'm not going to have to worry about a bitch with money stealing from me, like,
right.
if I leave my wallet out.
True.
Right.
She might, but odds are, if I'm dating a chick that work at Waffle House and I'm the first nigga she know that got a little something, I'm going to be afraid to sleep around you.
Right.
Because you might steal.
Right.
But if you are somebody who's used to money, okay. It's kind of like with celebrities. Like, let's say somebody like Drake. If Drake dealing with a chick with money, he ain't got to worry about her trying to take pictures of him while he sleep. You know, shit. She got my, and if, also, if hold on, let me finish with this. Like, because also, because
I got a story for
everything. It's not even just with money. I don't want to fuck with a woman who doesn't have anything to lose.
Right.
I feel like everybody in this room should be moving like that. You.
Right.
You can't fuck with people who don't have shit to lose. Because that's going to be the easiest way to avoid ending up on the Twitter timeline, ending up on the shade room, because somebody who has never experienced anything nice in life, right, you're the first nice thing they've experienced. But, and they want to take this advantage and use it for their own
cause. Okay, hold on. And you saying that, it makes perfect sense. But also, a woman who doesn't have nothing like a man, like a certain tier of men at the time, don't want to be treated like that, because that's some bullshit. Because
say that, once hold upon on, a say time, that.
Like a woman who doesn't have shit, uh-huh, doesn't want to be treated like she ain't got shit by a man who's like top tier. And when I say that, I mean, for instance, up when I was like coming up and grinding, doing all these fucking jobs and shit, you know, to be on radio or whatever, I went through a lot of different jobs and internships and whatever. And I met this celebrity
who shall remain nameless
at the time where I was, you know, going to school, interning, figuring, like, doing it the right way.
Hustling, right.
And I met this guy, whatever, he's super cool. We start hanging out, whatever. One day he had like a concert in town. He asked me to pull up. I pulled up. We went to the hotel afterwards. I never smashed this dude, and this was our first time like staying with each other in the hotel. So I didn't get naked or anything like that. He gave me some clothes to put on so I could go to sleep. So he gave me like just a t-shirt and like some boxers. So he went to sleep comfortable. Like, he tripped. Like, he didn't think I was going to take pictures of nothing. I'm like, damn. I was never that bitch to take pictures of nothing, because I would never. But the next morning I got up. I had to leave early, and he was still asleep. So I left. I just ended up just leaving. He hit me up like, oh, I want you to come back later on tonight. Cool. I came back, and he was like, damn, you left. I didn't even notice you left. Whatever. I was like, yeah, you know, whatever. And I was like, yeah, so I just had your boxers and shirt. I had to just leave, like a walk of shame. He was like, well, did you bring it back? And I'm like, bring what back? He was like, my boxers and my shirt. And I'm like, no. He was like, why the fuck you didn't bring my shit back? I said,
ooh,
he was for real?
Yeah.
Ooh.
I said, whoa.
That's a red flag.
I said, do you need me to bring your shit back?
Was he joking?
And he was like, nah, you ain't got to bring it back. And I'm like, these bitches done traumatize y'all niggas. Like, and I just started thinking, like, when I left, I'm like, damn, like, he think I'm going to sell it or something?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't no, it was like some regular ass drawers and a regular ass t-shirt. It wasn't like no designer nothing. And so I'm sitting there like, damn, like, this nigga really think that. Then it was a whole nigga I fucked with. We were like in a whole, I want to say relationship for real, for real. This dude that I was fucking with. And every time I went to like visit him or anything like that, he took my phone every single time. It was like, I don't trust, like, I trust you, but I can't trust you. Yeah. Every single time. We were talking for a while. Like, he wanted me to move in with him and all types of stuff. And he was on that. And I'm like,
he was still taking your phone while he
right.
was. Right. That's a weird.
You gave him your phone?
When we hung out, I gave it to him just so I could gain his trust, like, so he know that I'm not on that.
So towards the end, were you still giving
I cut it off.
No, I'm saying towards the end of the
like
relationship.
Like, before you cut it off.
Right. Were you still giving the phone?
Yeah, like, so still when he had me that out, trust. Only, so he only did it when we were, like, in the room going to sleep and type shit. Like, when he had, like, a show
How would
somewhere.
That make you feel?
I didn't like it at all, but I knew he had explained to me a situation that took place with him, and he got set up.
But I hear
set up like with niggas?
No, he got set up, and he ended up killing somebody because they bust in on him with the girl, and he was in a full committed relationship with this girl.
Damn.
And he, you know,
I can see
he
why.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's,
yeah,
gonna
so that's
that
why I was like, okay, I'm gonna give it to him. Sense. But he ended up finding out like the girl was the one, because the detective went up to him and was like, you know, we took the girl phone, and she was, you know, coercing the nigga to come up here and telling him you was sleeping shit, and he was with her for some years. So ever since then, he just been like kind of like scary. So I was like, okay, you know, whatever, I get sense. It, I'll do that. But
his
then when he
was
tried
terrible,
to get,
huh?
Yeah, and then when he tried to get me to move in with him and shit, I'll cut it off.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I mean. Like, you can't, like, women like that who, like, they see you as a lick. Like, damn, this nigga that got some money, you know, and I am who I am. Like, yeah, I'm about to come up off this nigga.
That's why I say all the time, it's women like you that make it hard for women like me.
Right.
Because I don't be doing shit. I don't care about none of that. But, you know, men are traumatized. It's like we have our traumatized.
I was just about to say that. They do These too. Men are traumatized. And it don't even be you. It just be like, even if they ain't seen it, they homeboy done seen it. You done seen it.
Everybody. Every nigga knows some story.
So you feel like. One woman, like, you gonna try me, bitch. Like, even if you don't try me right here, like, you know what I'm saying, you're gonna try me down the line. So it's kind of just be like, man, trust is just fucked up. Mm-hmm. But then you got to think of women, what we have to go through. True. And we are a little bit more open, like, even though, like, I done been through stuff. I'm sure JoJo, I'm sure Cash done been through stuff. And I'm still not, like, a trash woman. Like, I don't go into a relationship thinking he gonna just fuck me over. Like, I don't go in there and be like, what are you doing? Like, you know what I'm saying? Use my past relationship for this relationship. But men, they'll hold on to whatever they can hold on and think, this bitch ain't shit.
Yeah. I mean, I'm actually going through that now, like, within myself. I feel like I need therapy. I ain't even gonna lie, because niggas done traumatized the hell out of me. Yeah. Like, I'm literally looking up therapists now. If you are a therapist.
So how is the relationship you in now? It's better.
Yeah, but I still have, like, trauma.
Yeah, yeah.
I still know that I have to...
Self things you have to work on.
Yes. Yeah. Like, I have to heal, because I'm thinking, like, every given moment, what are you doing? And that's
but everybody needs good. Therapy, I feel like.
Agreed.
And people don't be open to that side, but everybody needs therapy, because even if you move past a situation, you still got something inside of you that's going to make you feel a way if something else trigger it.
If somebody keep crossing you, you going to have your guards up. That's just...
Human nature.
Yeah. No matter what it is. Some people, it take one time for somebody to cross you and it's over with.
Yeah.
So.
Look at Kodak.
True. And he is.
What you say, bitch? Block.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Block.
Fuck you. I gotta use that line. That's a good one. Fuck you.
That's some cold shit.
Hey, that's some real cold shit.
Nah, I ain't gonna lie. I would say some shit like that too. Say some stupid shit.
I've never liked that.
Ladies, I got a question for y'all. So, ladies, could y'all date a TikTok dude or like one of them YouTube niggas? Or is that like too corny? Like, when I say TikTok, I mean like this nigga out here doing routines and shit. He doing like, he walking up to people in the mall with the microphone on his iPhone and shit.
For me, it'd be like, I'm built for a real nigga. Like, I need the masculinity. I don't need the...
Well, here's the thing. What if in his personal life, he's perfect? Like,
but on the gram, he's like...
Whole, like a Jason Derulo.
People got a whole...
Like, on the gram, he like dancing and
only on the gram, but in real life, he's your dream nigga. But to everyone else, he's corny.
But going into the situation, how do you know that? So it's like
meet him, whatever kind of way you meet him, and then he's like, oh, yeah, like say
he's
normal.
Like he approaches, like you find out, like after he, you know, y'all swapped info and shit, you kind of like him, but you see one of his videos go viral. He on like talking like, so do you like dark skin niggas or light skin niggas?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. For me, to be honest, I like a man that's kind of like that. Don't be into that type of stuff.
So you can't date a nigga that's doing TikTok routines.
I really don't like a nigga that be on social media too much.
Ooh.
Damn.
But I'm gonna be quiet.
Cause you dating. What about you?
Well, I can't really. What's it called? I can't even think of the word because I'm that type. Like I do stuff like that. No, I'm not on TikTok, but like I'm on social media. I might do some extra shit on social media. So who am I to be like, nigga, you can't do that? I mean, I would prefer him to not do that, but I don't think I would have a problem with it if he's. He can't just. My only thing is just if it's flamboyant. If it's not
that's
flamboyant,
the point that,
then
yeah,
I don't
that's
care.
The
like,
I mean.
Yeah, like what if
he
like?
There dancing
he on there
whatever.
With colored contacts.
Yeah, see, I'm talking about the.
Y'all
flamboyant.
Can date a nigga with colored contacts.
Nah.
That's hilarious.
See, JoJo, and I knew that's what he was talking about.
Y'all
that's
can't date
I
a nigga
said,
with
no.
colored contacts.
Chris Brown dance and he like a real nigga to me. So I'm talking about when it gets down to him being flamboyant and it's like you doing a little
color contact.
Licking your
color
lips.
Contact.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, he like, yeah.
One thing I don't like what I don't like, I really hate it. It would make me
I'm
not fuck with you at all. Is if you in the camera and you doing all
that's
this.
That's what I just say. I said licking the lips in the
that's
camera.
You talking about that on them videos where it be like six shirtless niggas and they be like.
No.
Yeah.
You
ever see
on TikTok?
Like, pick one. I'm
you
not
doing
picking
TikTok
none of
you. TikTok now where it be like the music come on and it be like. And then a word come up and then you hit something and a word come up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I done seen so dudes like touch their face and look their eyes like this and do like that.
It's
when the words come up, I'm just like, hold up. It's giving. You don't want me. You want
yourself. Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah, I don't
like that. I used to date a dude who used to brush his eyebrows and that blew me.
But you light skin. Pretty? You like light skin dudes?
No, I don't. I like dark skin dudes.
Really?
Tall, dark skin dudes.
Damn.
Same.
My nigga is tall and dark skin.
So a nigga that's too into himself is.
Yeah. So have you ever dated a light skin dude though?
Like a caramel complexion. So I will have sex with a light skinned dude.
Okay, there we go.
You know, use them for his pita. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because they look good. Like, I can look at you.
They have female tendencies. So,
y'all prefer dark skinned dudes over light skinned dudes?
Amen.
The colorism is crazy.
Colorism is wild.
I mean, I benefit from it.
I mean, it's kind of like they
let a nigga say that.
It's the characteristics.
Let a nigga say that.
Say that though. I mean, that's just like a black man growing up around all black women. Then you want to date somebody out your race. Like that's
can't
the same.
Do it.
That's yeah. the same thing.
I be trying to mentally put myself like in that situation. Like, damn, what's a fine ass white woman?
You going home with your hoe, but your mama raised you. How do you do that?
My mama already know. My mama ain't going for it. She already told me.
I can't see myself dating.
My mama already told me. Race. She got mad when I asked her.
I'm dating a black man, baby.
I mean, I even got the Hispanic in me. I can't even date a Hispanic person. Like.
And to me, it's not even about dating. It's about kind of like when we recreate. Like, I want to have, like, when I leave my legacy, I want it to be in the essence of me. Mm-hmm. I don't want it to be
some other shit.
Yeah, no, and I have no problem with different races, but.
That makes sense. No, that's most races feel that way. So yeah. It's not, I don't even know why people, you know.
Yeah.
It's not weird to want to, you know, date inside your race.
Yeah. If you light skin, you cute. Hey, but
hey,
we not getting married or
you taken anyway?
Maybe not.
JoJo was halfway taken from what I hear over here.
Uh-huh.
It's giving halfway taken.
I am in a fully committed relationship.
Ooh.
Say it loud for the people in the back.
I said it up once.
Same. Shout out to same.
Saying it again.
Same.
Damn, let's get to the big homie's
God
kitchen.
Damn it, I'm not.
What the fuck is wrong with you? Let's get into the big homie's kitchen where we talk about, you know, this new music that niggas got popping. So we got two artists here today, Miss Ajanae, Kelechi. So we'll start over here. Miss Ajanae, leader of the Mermaid Gang.
If no one knows, I go by Ajanae. I am the leader of the Mermaid Gang.
What is that?
So Mermaid.
I've been meaning to ask you this for a minute.
First, do you want to be a part of the Mermaid Gang?
No, you gotta tell me this first.
That's fair.
I do.
That's fair.
JoJo, you're already part of Mermaid Gang.
Okay.
So Mermaid, so look, first before I really get into it, men could be a part of the Mermaid Gang because it's Mermaid and Gang for a reason. You know what I'm saying? So the Mermaid more so caters to the women, which is me, JoJo Cash.
The gang.
And you guys are gang because y'all gang.
That makes
this both. Is a non-violent gang.
I'm both.
You know, people, okay, people that live their life, you know, according to their own rules, don't really care about people in the back. You know, that's it. That's all you gotta do.
Can live I join
freely. Just live and swim your life freely. That's it.
Swim freely?
Swim freely. Just keep swimming.
Can
just
I join Mermaid Gang?
Yes, you're part of the gang.
I'm applying.
But to be initiated, you have to follow me on Instagram at TheAjanae. Stream all of my music, Dumb, Crab Legs and Head, Jump, Period Poo, and I have a new song like that coming out very soon.
Because you're definitely like that.
Because I'm definitely like that.
Hello. Mm-hmm.
I do it for all the ladies like that. Period poop.
The kids love period poop.
And my first tape dropping this fall called Chosen One.
Oh, that's
first
fine.
Tape. So yeah,
that's
it's
fine.
It's lit.
You got a date on it?
No, you know the label Breaking Off Music Group. Mm. Mm-hmm. Shout out to them, by the way. They got the date.
Is Bone Crusher?
You. My God.
Oh
my
shit.
God.
Okay, I'm from Atlanta, so I know Break 'Em Off.
Break 'Em Off originated with Bone Crusher, the one and only Never Scared. Yeah. Get into it. Been in the game running it.
So when we going to get a Bone Crusher Ajanae fight song? We need some club fight shit. That was Bone Crusher.
It's on the way. The people don't even know. Bone Crusher really helped me a lot a little bit when I first got signed with Artist Development.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, we work hand in hand. So
Bone, one of the coolest
coolest OG Atlanta people ever, dog.
Every time I see Bone Crusher, it's love. So, man, shout out to Big Bone Crusher putting the Ajanae on.
He 1-1.
Yeah,
for sure,
man. So, you got Jump, you got Like That coming out, you got Period Poo.
The Kid Anthem.
Crab Legs Ahead.
Oh, what is this song about?
Crab Legs Ahead?
Yeah.
Crab Legs Ahead. Period. Wow. That's what
so
I
like.
Lately it's
I just said that.
Feel.
I like to eat crab legs, wash my hand, go right to the Juicy Crab Pirates Bowl, wash my hand, then go home and then get right in there. You know what I'm saying? Not me. I'm talking about the boy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Not me. Yeah.
I like how you put the watch
lit in. Liquor.
I see how he looked at me. He looked at me like,
I looked at you like, oh. Elaborate, please.
That's hilarious.
Damn, yeah, okay, okay, okay.
So, this is for you. When I spend you, I had to tell you.
Yeah. No, we're going to skip that middle part. I'm going there with the goddamn juicy sauce on that motherfucker.
Oh, no, you got to go wash.
No, we got to add some seasoning to it. Like, yeah.
He said, fuck your pH balance.
He's already eating seafood earlier. Might as well just keep going,
yeah, keep going. See, I get the juicy mild season, so, you know, I like to put some broccoli in that motherfucker.
We finna
put you,
we finna do a date.
Somebody really trying to get in.
We finna find you a wife, Kodak.
Nah, man.
I already know what you need.
Fuck him. Fuck.
Kodak's so emotional.
Kodak needs a wife, and we're going to find you a
Kodak
cancer.
Kodak is traumatized.
You need a cancer.
No, that sounds toxic.
Someone's going to be equally as emotional as you, and they're going to allow you to tell them your emotions, and then...
I need a freak. That's what I need. I don't need a cancer. I need a freak.
Cancers are freaks.
I heard Scorpios is freaks.
I don't know.
And is?
Jojo, you a Scorpio?
I'm a Capricorn. Hello, period. Capricorn.
So, continuing with the big homie's kitchen, we got the big homie, Kaleche.
What up?
What's up, man? How you doing? You good?
I'm good, bro. I'm doing all right, man.
Your 2021 has been busy.
It's been a lot of shit going on, man. You know, early this year, we dropped the album. You know, now we finna go on tour, so.
And you got some names on that motherfucker. You had, your fellow Nigerian.
Oh, my boy, Jedenna, the chief.
My guy, the chief.
Yeah. You know, it's been good, man. You know, dropped the album Going Home beginning of this year. You know, it's Kaleche, 100% from Atlanta, 100% Nigerian, 200% nigga, you feel me?
200% nigga.
Yeah. And I'm part of Mermaid Gang, too.
Yeah.
Recently inducted.
We just initiated, you know.
We gotta get some in the studio.
Hey, man, I'm open to it all. We're gonna make it happen.
It's gonna be a smash hit, you know. Niggas just loving that international sound.
I'm an international pop sensation, bro.
When I was listening to the motherfucker, I told him, yo, this motherfucker is snapping.
I appreciate it, bro. And you reached out and was like, hey, bro, this shit fire. I said,
this shit hard. Because I be supporting niggas like, you know, shit, don't take nothing to support a nigga, man, to really support a nigga and let a nigga know his shit hot.
I appreciate it, bro.
That shit free.
I appreciate it.
That shit free for real.
It's been good, though. You know, everything moving in a beautiful direction.
So, you know, of course, you got the international sound, and I feel like the international sound has been taking over not just Atlanta, but, like, the country in general. Like, you know, we put out our top 10 list of songs of the summer, and that WizKid was at number one.
Man, that's... Hey, we are extreme because I'm Nigerian. WizKid's Nigerian. Tim's is Nigerian. It's like
Tim's got that wagon,
man.
Tim's is
amazing. Tim's has a beautiful voice.
I'm not Tim's even gonna lie. Talent.
She got a beautiful voice, but she also got that wagon.
I've never heard of her before the Essence song, but like I went back and listened to her because you know I'm an artist.
Time is out the essence.
That record has the black community in a chokehold.
I tried to teach you.
The color's orange,
but I might need some lessons.
If orange was a place,
I want to give it up.
Y'all get Tim's.
Wiz Kid made it, it was such a good blend of
everything.
Both of them did exactly what they were supposed to do.
Y'all know what other song? Gallus.
Gallus, yes, Gallus with Capella Gray.
Yeah.
That's a good record.
And then, of course, like the past few summers, DeVito has been popping as well.
DeVito been going crazy. Shout out to DeVito.
Oh, yeah, DeVito, yeah.
Yeah. Banana Floor.
Black Excellence.
You know, it's been good, man. It's wild seeing, like, Afrobeats and, like...
Then you just link with him?
Rap. Yeah, he was in Atlanta a couple days ago, or... Last night.
Yeah.
Was that like 2 days ago?
Afro B.
Yeah. Afro B and David over here. It was a shout out DJ E-Cool. E-Cool had a really big event for Nigerian Independence Day, October 1st. And David O came. Afro B was in there. Danagog. It was a lot. And it's cool seeing that happen in Atlanta. Like,
you said Dana who?
Danagog. That's another artist. He's okay. In DMV, DMW. David O's music group. But yeah, like it's cool, bro, like seeing the way that not only Atlanta but just like black people as a whole are accepting African music, Afro beats right now. Like it's cool to see because it's all nigga shit. At the end of the day, it's all black music. And to see it all come together the way it is right now, like
I got a question for you because your album is titled Going Home.
Yes.
So do you think niggas could ever just go back there? Like, do you think we could ever successfully pull that off? Like, cause America's fucking ghetto. Wow.
Yes.
America's kind of whack.
I think that's really what.
And let me add this also. I feel like, you know, when I be seeing like international groups being like ripping their flag and shit, mm-hmm. I can't really rip my flag because that shit's kind of like. Shit kind of whack. Shit kind of racist.
The U.S. flag?
Yeah, like, you can't really.
Hey, man, do an ancestry. It's kind of racist. Do an ancestry. But you know, my 23 and you go, or what is it, my whatever the ancestry thing is, and then then you gonna know, you know what flag to rep then.
We would never be successful in being able to go back to our roots because we cannot collaborate and come together as a whole. That's what Kodak saying. He said, "Do you think
we'll be able to pull that off?"
I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful.
I feel like we don't have the confidence in ourselves.
We can't come together. Like, if you think of a Jews household, or you think of, you know, like Jews, yeah, they all own the gas station.
Or Chinese, Japanese.
Like, they have stuff that they pass down. We don't even have our own, like Tommy was telling me, my manager, he was telling me, like, they don't have just one black street. They got Mexican streets everywhere in Atlanta. Like, this is a whole Mexican on this. We don't have that.
I think that what black American, and myself as a black American as well, like, right. feel like is missing is another place that, because, like, it's clear that America is not really welcoming to black people. Right. You know what I'm saying? So it don't feel like home.
Right.
I think that the thing that the Chinese community has is a place that their parents call home. The thing that, like, you know, whether you're Chinese or Indian or if you're whatever you are, there's somewhere else that your parents are like, yeah, America's cool. This is where we're here to get resources and get education and all that shit. But this is home. I think that is what's important for black people, all black people, I think, to understand. And, like, that home is somewhere in Africa, no matter what. Like not, it might not be Nigeria, but, like, if you do your ancestry, something's going to be African. Everybody, everyone.
We don't have a home.
So I think that, like, having that mentality of this culture is where we come from. This culture is how we think. This is something, like, that we were before white people told us we was this, before white people told us we was from Cleveland or whatever the case it is. Mm-hmm. Like, niggas have somewhere else. And I think that's what other cultures have that black people have. Has lost. Been taken. Yeah. Has not even been that was lost, because that wording is important. Was stripped from, like, intentionally stripped from. Mm-hmm. And I think it's important to understand that, you know,
it's not taught in the homes. It's not taught in the homes either, though.
I mean,
it's
shit.
Not from home too. It's not taught in the homes.
Shit, my mama don't know about that shit either.
That's, like, what I'm saying. It's not taught in the homes. Chinese, Mexicans, all the different races.
They're teaching them
at home before they come out in the real world.
No, that's true. Because one thing about it, I'm Boricua, like, that's all we know. You see a Puerto Rican and you know they're Puerto Rican.
But also, and I feel like
you're taught that from when you
And I want to make sure I get this right, because I feel like W.E.B. Du Bois had a theory of, like, the dual person. It was like dual personality for black people. It's kind of like you have your side as an American and you had your side as, like, you know, wherever you come from. Mm-hmm. And, like, you know, niggas is confused basically at this point, because, you know, like, I don't know what part of Africa. You know, you can't just say you're African, because Africa's big as fuck.
Me neither.
You know, like, we really got to do our research, and it's kind of like the whites know where they come from. You know, I'm Scandinavian.
It's written down.
Yeah, I'm Belgian, or I'm German. Yeah. No, but we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Nah. You from, and people don't even think to say, I'm from Africa. Like, a regular I'm from America. Like, you know what I'm saying? You go out the country, I'm from America. Different races, they're not saying they from America.
Oh, so like, people from the UK, like, they'll say, oh, yeah, I'm Nigerian, but they 4th, 5th generation in the UK, but they know that their family is Nigerian. They might not have ever been to Nigeria, but they claim
but
they are
come from
Jamaican or Nigerian, whatever, because they know, you know what I'm saying? I think specifically because of the terrible history of the United States, it's only black people here who have a total disconnect from where they're from.
So my next question about that is, like, because I've heard there's always been, like, a disconnect between Africans and African Americans.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if we do make that jump over there, is niggas even, like, are we going to be looked down at? Welcome? Yeah. Because
I think that was there. I think that, like, I mean, I would be not being, like, genuine. It would be disingenuous for me to be like, yeah, like, Africans have always been, like, hunky-dory and love. Like, nah, like, Africans used to believe the shit white people said about black Americans. You see what I'm saying? But, like, we eventually found out that shit is a lie. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's in the same way that, and I think that, like, my perspective kind of lets me see, like, what's happening in the culture
Like, so do you think there's like a disconnect between, like, even in America, there's a disconnect between Africans and African Americans?
The disconnect goes both ways. It the is. Disconnect goes both ways. Just like in the same sense that right now, over here, it's becoming cool to be African. It's Wakanda, it's Essence, and it's Afrobeats, yeah. all that shit. Back there, they love rap music, like yep. anything. They love the shit the niggas is doing over here. Like, it's, and
there's the, another the African, culture, another whole, African rapper I'm forgetting. He's real big. I want to say in like South Africa.
Nasty C.
Nasty C. Nasty definitely. C is that yeah.
nigga.
Bro. Yeah. Nasty C. Nigga,
and he's five. Yeah. And like, and that's what I'm saying. Like, rap is Black Americans. That's African Bambaataa and them niggas in New York. You know what I'm saying? Creating hip hop. It's traveling all the way back to South Africa. It's traveling all the way back to, you know, like Nigeria and all across Africa. So it's yeah. like the things that Black people are creating here. In the same sense that niggas here are loving what niggas are creating in Africa, niggas is loving what niggas are creating here. And I think that is like the beginning. Right now is like the beginning of that, like, finally opening up mm-hmm. to where it's like all that other shit is lame, bro. Being like, oh, looking down on Black Americans and African culture is lame now.
Well, like, I that's just feel not like cool. The whole Black Lives Matter movement kind of made that awareness to everybody.
Yeah.
You know, because everybody who is Black, you mm-hmm. know, we all came together as one. That was the first time I can think of
yeah.
that we actually came together as one.
The past few years is really like, really, and, you know, growing up, we were taught, like, you know, you say the pledge in school, you know, right. you stand for the, you want to respect the flag and shit. Mm-hmm. Respectfully, the past few years has showed me that it's a lot of bullshit American propaganda.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a lot of bullshit American propaganda. Like, when I saw a video of a military vet, like, that was at, like, some shit that one of the Elder Bush was speaking at. And he was telling him about how the war had traumatized him and how the war was bullshit. Mm-hmm. And niggas are booing him. They're booing this man. They're booing a military vet.
Telling the truth.
Yeah, that's telling the truth. He's been in this shit. He's seen everything that people are talking about. So when people talk about how, you know, America loves and respect the troops, no, you love and respect American propaganda. Right. So as long as them motherfuckers is spitting the shit that you want to hear, they're telling you how America's great. America ain't never did no bullshit. America never killed innocent civilians over there in these other countries that mm-hmm. we are liberating. The only thing we're liberating is them from their oil.
Right.
That's it. This a lot of that shit is bullshit.
Research, yeah. It and is. They listen to what other people say. They ain't doing their research. That's what it is.
Right. If you hear about some of these songs that niggas used to sing when we was in school, like, mm-hmm. bro, this is like some fucking propaganda bro, shit.
My elementary school literally had us singing. We had Army songs. We had Navy songs.
At least I know I'm free. Marines,
all that. Yeah.
Stand up for the man who died for me.
All that.
What
shit.
The fuck?
They had niggas singing.
What type of brainwashing shit is this?
It's indoctrination. I ain't have to go through that.
When I say American propaganda is bullshit, and I'm not saying I hate the country. I hate the shit that this shit was built on. This shit was built on fucking lies, murder, and thievery.
Betrayal. The foundation is fucked up, so America will always be fucked up. And not only that, it continues to be fucked up. Like, when 9/11 happened, this shit's going back. I was a kid, so, like, I don't remember none of that stuff. So when it just had its 20th anniversary, and I started just researching and really, like, America was fucked up.
Fucked
like they
up.
Knew what was they knew what was happening. Like, and not saying they could have stopped it, but it just kind of like the whole way the shit even happened.
They planned it, boo.
Yeah, that's what I'm.
This
yeah,
shit is like not, this shit saying. Is so this shit is so crazy. So I feel like just bringing it back. I feel like, you know, African Americans definitely do need to get back in touch with their roots. We need to know. Yeah. Where we from, who we came from. I would love to know where I came from, but it just takes, you got to make
my
that first step.
MyAncestry.com.
Hey, do that MyAncestry. You need to go ahead, open the envelope on the show.
What you got to know? Like, what information do you need to know?
I think they take a little DNA sample.
They send you a DNA thing, you swab it, because my dad just did it. We do the results on the 14th. So
of October?
Mm-hmm. Okay. He get the results, and we can all sit down and do it or whatever.
So whatever he is, you is.
Right, so hopefully. Hopefully, but you know, they find people in your family too that, like, maybe that you never known. Like, it's a lot
you
of technical.
You might be part Obama.
It's a It's a lot of technical shit, I'm telling you.
Let me be part of them and be like, Asian A. Obama.
And I'm not going to tell y'all. I'm not going to tell y'all. I'm just going to send a I'm sending a letter to Miss and Mr. Obama.
Hello.
And hello.
I need that.
When's the next family reunion?
I need a feature. I need Obama speaking on the intro for this album. Hello.
Shit, we gonna add a tape. Welcome to the Obama. Welcoming the Obamas.
Asian A. Obama. Hey, man, I appreciate y'all kicking it with me for episode 82. Kicking it with us. Hello.
I don't know.
You gonna be hanging?
I mean, you almost left me hanging.
Almost did. You know, it was me for a while there.
It's been a year.
No, it's not for you.
It's been 10 months.
Yeah. Well, it was a year plus me longer. Anyway, man, episode 82, kicking it with us, the big homie's house. 3 weeks,
break a habit.
Anyway, Asian A, you want to join the Yam Cam?
The Yam Cam?
The Yam Cam.
What's the Yam?
Tell about the Yam Cam, JoJo.
So basically, you just put your yams on the table.
My yams?
Your yams.
Can I put my yams on the table? You don't gotta ask Tommy.
Yeah, you gotta ask Tommy.
You gotta ask your manager all the time because they won't say nothing. And then at the end, like, how did you do that?
That's hilarious.
Tommy has best.
Put the yam over there?
Oh, over there, yes.
Okay, let me bring the yams over. You dress it up like that, that's how you gotta surprise a man.
I was surprised because I was looking at a gram. I'm like, yo, what the fuck is this?
I kid you not, he sent it to me like,
bro. I sent her the screenshot. I didn't send her the link. I was like,
bruh. Caption was like, bruh.
What the fuck?
I'm like, yeah, she had all that.
Period. I know that's
poop.
Right.
Made it happen.
Poop.
You said, you know, you can't help it.
I said, made it happen.
Oh, I thought you said, you know, you can't help it.
She can't help
both.
It.
Both. I can't help it as well.
Episode 82 of the Big Homie South, Big Homie Kaleche, Big Homie Asian A. Of course, the homies, JoJo and Kodak. And that's 82. We out.